To the brightest audience in the country, welcome to Bob Enyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And it feels like Monday. I'm Doug McBurney.
Hey, Doug.
It feels like Monday.
Welcome our Monday co-host, Doug Wired. It's a hip media outlet for technology.
Yes, it's a well-respected media journal.
Yes. So I posted there, they have an article about a robot.
I love robots. I'm all for them.
Yeah.
Especially to do the farming.
Oh, to do the farming, picking berries,
yes,
planting, weeding. Do you know this farmer has 20,000 acres?
Yeah.
And he would spray for weeds twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a massive, massive piece of equipment.
Oh, yeah.
It's like 100 feet long. Now he's got these little tiny robots that do it. comparatively tiny.
Yeah.
The first thing that happens is they don't compact the soil.
Ah,
so that? His farm automatically is more productive.
Right, right. Oh, I never thought of that. That's cool.
It cuts down the amount of pesticide he's spraying by 80%.
Everybody loves that.
So,
everybody.
The reduction in cost of the foods, fewer
phenomenal.
Chemicals, harsh chemicals in the environment.
Yeah.
It's more effective. They're killing more bugs that want to destroy the crop.
It's great.
Is it awesome?
I love it.
And it puts people out of work.
Well, it puts people into more productive work.
Well, sure.
You could start, if you were farming and a robot took your
job. And that's what I mean, of course.
You could start cleaning toilets, but then a robot's going to take that job, too. So you need to look for something.
If a robot could do a talk show better than you and I could do it,
yeah,
I would be ecstatic. Wouldn't that be great?
Well,
it would be wonderful.
Well, we could do other things.
If God gave us an AI,
yeah,
you know, text-to-speech synthesizing robot,
right,
that could do a talk show, mm-hmm. and he programmed it, so when people ask stupid questions, it would say, that's a stupid question, and hang up on them, and then just say what's right.
Okay. All right. Now, I have a prediction to make. This is a bold prediction.
What?
No matter how far AI and robotics advance, there will never be a robot who can do a talk show, at least not better than us.
Okay.
They might be able to pull off some sort of talk show, but not better than us.
Well, not better than us, but no. Better than Ross Kaminsky.
Well, that's not saying much.
On KOA.
That might be artificial intelligence right there driving his
show. No. He's got a high IQ,
yeah.
But he has no foundation for morality.
No.
Because he's an atheist.
Yeah.
So,
sad.
Yeah.
It's
immoral conservatives.
Right.
Are more dangerous than liberals.
Yeah. So his saving grace is that he doesn't have much talent on the air, so he doesn't have a huge audience.
I've called into some talk shows over the years.
Oh, yeah.
I've been on the air 28 years.
Yep.
And I've said, this is not going to be popular with your fans, but would you consider quitting? Just quitting.
Yeah.
Because ideas have consequences, and your ideas, you don't know God, you don't know right from wrong, you're dangerous, and you're going to destroy lives. So would you quit, or at least consider quitting? I'll pray for you.
That's good advice.
That you have the courage to quit.
I think you finally convinced one. Who was the big talk show host in Denver for like 70 years. I can't remember.
Mike Rosen?
You finally convinced Rosen to quit.
No, I think he just died or something.
He just got tired.
I think they've got him on movie review reruns.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know how they tweak him so they do current movies, but somehow.
All right, so Wired Magazine.
He's a pervert. I remember him saying on the air, hey, pornography is getting pretty good. It's really classy.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's an open pervert.
He's a creep.
But anyway, there's still when there's life, there's hope. So perhaps he'll turn to the Lord.
Perhaps. Well, we can hope for the best. But
yeah.
Now, Wired, what have they done to provoke your post?
Yeah.
You posted on Wired a comment?
Yeah, a comment. We got the comment right here. We got the screenshot. It's on the article. The article is titled, and fake news is everywhere. It abounds.
Yes.
And
you have to be discerning.
Possibly in the closet, Matt Drudge.
The possibly closeted Matt Drudge.
Who
I like that.
Go a day without linking to some homo filth.
What's up with that, Matt?
If he's reporting on some straight news story.
Yeah.
No pun intended. Just straight news story. But if some homo news outlet has the story, he'll link to the homo outlet.
What is up with that?
Yeah, he's, I don't
know. I think he's subtly sending signals.
Yeah, he's a pervert.
Yeah, well, he's...
Any news item, if the National Enquirer had aliens raping nuns, that'd be on his page.
Yeah, he's drawn
to that
type of thing.
He couldn't possibly resist it.
Hey, that may be what Tim Cook was talking about when he gave his commencement address at Tulane, when he said certain algorithms pull certain things towards you that you already know and love.
Oh, Doug, please don't do that.
That was Tim Cook.
It just freaked out.
That's Matt Drudge can't help himself. The algorithms in his brain, they draw him toward all this creepy, weird, perverted stuff.
Yeah.
It's gross.
You know, if you go into a Qdoba's...
That'll never happen.
Okay.
Never.
All right. Good for you. Or what's the other?
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Again, it will never happen.
Or a, you know, whatever healthier fast food alternative.
Yeah.
That will kill you anyway because you're going to die.
Right.
10 out of 10 people die. So get used to it and get ready.
Yeah, absolutely.
Anyway, you go into one and just some normal guy behind the counter.
Yeah.
He cannot talk to you like a man. He just can't do it.
Uh-oh.
I'm not talking about the homos who work there or the FOMOs or the trannies.
No?
No, I'm talking about a normal guy who works there, and they just talk effeminate.
Yeah, that's a thing.
They talk in such a sissified way.
Yeah. Well, the whole millennial generation, I think I'm dating myself now. It's not the millennials. It's the post-millennials.
Whatever it is.
They've been extremely feminized. It's very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think it started at Focus on the Family. We'll get to them here
so
in a little bit.
So they'll say, would you like anything else? And I'll say, no.
You lower your voice by like 2 octaves.
Even if I wanted something else, he made me sick. In fact, cancel my order.
Oh, man.
I've said that too, but... I've said that only when it's a flaming homo.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, where did you see a normal person behind the counter at a Chipotle or a Qdoba? How did that happen?
McDonald's on Sheridan.
Yeah.
Going through the drive-thru.
Okay.
I place my order. Cheryl and I get to the window. The guy is a flaming homosexual, dripping, being as effeminate as he could possibly be.
Oh, no.
And he says... Do you want blah, blah, blah with that? And I said, you know what? I lost my appetite. I'm not hungry. I'm leaving. No. And I drove away.
All right.
That was it. That might be the best help he's ever gotten.
Could be.
To not destroy his life.
Yeah, to realize that what he's doing is so sick and offensive that it makes someone else lose their appetite.
Yeah, it makes you nauseous.
No one in his life has told him that what he's doing is sick, disgusting, dangerous, and leads to death. No one's ever
Homos
told him.
Homos make me sick.
There you go.
This is the end of May,
right. May is Homos Make Me Sick Month.
May is National Homos Make Me Sick Month. We didn't even mention it the whole month.
Well, it's superfluous at this point. I mean, everyone knows.
We do have our superfluous list.
Everyone knows homos make us sick. But I think it is good to reiterate every once in a while.
Yeah.
Not enough people say that anymore.
Yeah. Used to be during the 90s, there were hundreds of thousands of people who remembered May as National Homos Make Me Sick Month.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. That was
by the wayside.
Well, the 90s was the... That was the full court press for the homosexualization of virtually everything.
Yes.
And you stood athwart it as best as anyone could.
Yeah. And we warned the church. We warned Focus on the Family, all these groups.
You did.
Now your typical Right to Life group is pro-homo.
Well, your typical pro-life group is pro-choice, to be honest. That's where they are.
Well,
And pro-homo.
Right. They're pro-choice the way Roe v. Wade was pro-choice because Roe v. Wade was an abortion regulation where you could only have earlier abortions. You couldn't have late term in the third trimester by Roe v. Wade.
Now, I'll bet you 99.5% of people have no idea that that's a fact.
Yeah.
They have no idea.
You know, Wikipedia's article on Roe v. Wade, I went onto it two weeks ago and edited it because it had a mistake. And the mistake, it's something that I repeated on the air, and I was so angry when I realized it. The Texas law that Roe v. Wade struck down had an exception for the life of the mother. But I said on the air, Wikipedia said in their article it had an exception for rape.
Oh.
And that's not true. Dozens of articles, websites say it had an exception for rape. It only had one for the life of the mother. And the Republican Supreme Court said – if there's an exception for the life of the mother, that means you don't believe the baby is a person.
Mm-hmm.
Because if the baby is a person, you cannot kill one person to save the other.
Logical.
You can't kill the mother to save the baby.
No.
You know, if the mother's pregnant, she's about to give birth, and she's running around, you know, maybe she has a mental problem.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You can't shoot her in the head to save the baby. You don't kill the mother to save the baby, and the U.S. Supreme Court said you don't kill the baby to save the mother.
Yeah, so they recognize
the baby's a person.
The hypocrisy.
Yeah, so they said you're hypocrites, so we're going to say all abortion in the first two trimesters must be tolerated by their own exalted opinion of themselves. If I were the governor, I'd call out the National Guard.
There you go.
The state police.
Yeah.
The marshals from the Capitol and close down every abortion mill in the state.
Yeah.
And then let the federal government send their federal marshals.
That could culminate in some sort of a crisis and a conflict.
Yeah. They don't do it with marijuana.
No, you're
states
you're right.
violate the federal government on doing all it. Kinds of issues.
They're doing it right now. Yeah.
Yeah. But when it comes to rejecting the authority of the federal government, for righteousness' sake, that is never done.
No. Well, at least it hasn't been in like 150 years.
Yeah.
Back during slavery, there was. Hey, I want to get back to Wired Magazine. We've gone far afield. We were going to talk about artificial intelligence.
Their article title says this: "This crafty robot can write in languages it's never seen before."
That sounds very intriguing.
It's fake news. This robot can write in languages it's never seen before. It's as though they taught the robot Latin, and then it started writing in Greek.
Which that would be hard for an actual intelligent person to pull off.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool. Now, Google's translation software, which is one of the greatest accomplishments in the history of mankind.
It is impressive.
Translate.google.com. You just use your phone. We went to Italy.
Yeah.
You're just talking to your phone, and it instantly plays it in another language.
Yeah, and it's pretty good.
It's awesome.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, and they are doing this where typically it took years to train your software to comprehend. The software doesn't even know it exists.
Well, that's true.
A robot doesn't know anything more than a toaster. Robot meet toaster. Toaster meet robot.
Right. There's never going to be a love relationship developed there.
They don't know that they're translating a language.
No.
They don't know what they're doing. They don't know they're a robot. They don't know their software. They don't know if they're on or off. They don't know any of that. But millions of people think they do.
I think you're right. I think people do believe.
Oh, yeah, that they're either sentient or almost sentient.
Yeah, I think so.
Oh,
yeah.
Millions. In fact, there's, you know, robot rights groups that want to make it a crime to turn the power off on a robot.
Okay.
But they want to slaughter innocent children.
Yeah, that's...
That's where we're at.
So everyone's crazy.
Yeah, so this is fake news, and Drudge loves fake news.
He does.
Christians love fake news.
Yeah.
Like Donald Trump is against funding abortion.
Well...
And he's working on his second billion now to Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
That's fake news.
Well.
Anyway, Doug, this article, "This crafty robot can write in languages it's never seen before."
Mm-hmm.
What they did was they trained this software. I first took artificial intelligence in 1984.
Wow.
Started studying at Arizona State University.
They had it back then.
They trained this robot to look at Japanese pictographs and reproduce them.
Okay.
That's cool.
That's pretty neat.
That's absolutely awesome.
Yeah.
So then they show it some other language they didn't work on.
Now, this is a language it's never seen before.
Keep
that in mind.
They show it an image, and, you know, and here's the word tree, and it goes to the whiteboard, and it writes the word tree.
That's neat.
I mean, that is cool.
Yeah.
But it's not writing in languages it's never seen before. Do you realize how fake news that is? And then the idiot who wrote this article, his name is Matt Simon.
Yeah.
Matt Simon even adds, he said, "And then, all on its own, it began to draw the Mona Lisa."
Okay.
Imagine that. Because it wanted, you know, to express its creativity.
Uh-huh. Right.
And it objected that it only had to work like 12 hours a day as a scribe. It wanted to do something on its own.
Uh-huh.
So the idiots who are the editors at Wired, the idiots who write Matt Drudge.
Who links to it, yeah.
Right, with the fake news, robot writing in language it's never seen before. So it's all fake. I posted a comment and I pointed out, hey, I've studied AI at Arizona State. I did a stint at Microsoft. I wrote about 100 articles for the magazine of record, PC Week. And I love what this robot can do. I say all that to complain with perhaps some credibility at the fake news within this piece.
Yeah, very good.
It's fake news.
Because it's a neat robot.
Yeah.
But don't we already have copying machines that can kind of do that? Even
yeah.
With a whole lot less.
Well, they did this.
It's a bit Rube Goldberg-ish.
Do you remember in drafting, you know, building drawings?
Back when you had the big drafting table that you could move up onto an angle?
Yeah, yeah, and you put a pen.
Yeah.
You put a pen, and it would draw the whole thing.
Yeah.
Faster than this robot.
Yeah, I think so.
This is like 40-year-old technology.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It's a little bit different, but same idea.
But it looks cool. And so a generation of people on the planet who would buy into this.
Right.
You just said they're willing to believe that a robot is intelligent, but they're willing to also kill innocent, defenseless people.
Yeah. And partly because we don't know how to think any longer.
Yeah.
Right? Our public education, our godless school system.
Yeah.
We're just animals. Mm-hmm. It's all, you know, it's all horrific. And the morality of the body of Christ has fallen out from under us.
Yeah. And as you said, this is more evidence that godlessness makes you stupid. Yeah. And eventually, I think it can make you certifiably insane. It happens to some people. Yeah.
Yeah. Eventually.
Yeah. And I had the opportunity, by the way, I met a young a woman who's about to be married, and I got to tell her that she asked me why I homeschool my kids.
That's somewhat rare, by the way.
Yeah, and she's marrying a man, by the way.
A young woman.
Yeah. Well.
Who's,
yeah.
Well, not really young.
She's 30.
That's typical.
Yeah.
So that's why I said it's rare.
See, even I'm falling into, seems young now. Yeah,
it used to be men and women got married when they're 21, 22.
Early
20s. 18, 19.
Yeah, yeah.
We got friends, Art and Alice, they married when they were 16.
Yeah. Well, why waste time? Just get on with it. Yeah. Anyway, she asked me why I homeschooled my kids. So I gave her and her parents my 5-minute diatribe against the godless government schools designed to inoculate your children against the gospel. I just want to thank you for that you gave that to me. You know, I get accused on my show of stealing your material all the time.
Doug, I love it.
And I admit to people, yes, I do. I steal it.
You know, I feel like Walt Brown. And when people steal your material, and I've stole probably 300 lines from you over the years.
Oh, I've stolen
my best lines. The best lines I've used, like on I'm Politically Incorrect with Bill Maher.
Oh, that was fun stuff.
When I told, what's that late night talk show?
Jimmy Kimmel.
Jimmy Kimmel.
The crotch humorist.
Yeah.
Yes.
I said, Jimmy Kimmel, Hollywood used to have comedians. You're a crotch humorist. You're a crotch humorist. It's all bathroom humor.
Yeah.
It's 13-year-old boy punk stuff.
That's what he is.
And he didn't like that at all.
No, he didn't like to hear that.
8 months later, Bill Maher had me back on the show and separated in the green room. Didn't let Jimmy Kimmel know that I was going to be on the show. We get on the show, and I say the exact same thing 8 months later. So the audience has heard it twice now. Uh-huh. It sort of sticks.
Oh, yeah.
And he says, where in the world do you guys get this guy? This guy is stalking me. Good for him.
Yeah. Anyway, Jimmy Kimmel ended up cleaning up his act, putting on a suit, cut out a lot of the dirty stuff.
A lot of his filth. And just in time for the Me Too movement, too.
Yeah.
Because they tried to get him with some stuff, and they could have got him.
Oh, absolutely.
But so far, he's slippery.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they should get him.
Now, let's move on from the fake news about artificial intelligence to the fake news about what it means to be pro-life, because pro-life can now be effectively defined as pro-choice for the majority of people who consider themselves pro-life.
Right.
And there was an article.
Pro-life abortion regulators are pro-choice with exceptions.
Yes, yes.
Like pro-choice for, say, early abortion.
Mm-hmm.
I'll support a politician who advocates some abortion. Mm-hmm. But not these late term or others.
The late term, the ones that could be, they seem messy and ugly.
Yeah.
You know, we want abortion to be something that's clean and acceptable.
Right. Like, Leventino, who was on the show, who played the abortionist in the Abby Johnson film Unplanned.
Yeah.
And he said on the show, I would never – I mentioned this chemical abortifacient. He said, well, I would never oppose that.
Yeah.
Because it looks clinical.
Sure. I mean, there's no blood
everywhere.
It's a
clean way to kill a baby. It looks clean. If you're down there at the baby's level and you saw the baby dying, you wouldn't think it was clean.
That wouldn't look so clean.
No.
Yeah.
But from our viewpoint, it looks clean.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So anyway.
And so that's basically what the pro-life movement has managed to do, is kind of clean up the abortion industry and make it look respectable, which is really sad.
Yeah.
But now these new regulations are coming out, and there's the pro-aborts, the ones who come right out and tell you what they're for, which is killing children.
Yeah.
They're organizing protests around the country, right?
Yeah, they're all upset.
Uh-huh. And they had a pretty impressive showing.
So you just handed me this Channel 7 article.
They report
This is the one from a few days ago where they quote me in here. And Focus on the Family.
They quote you and Focus on the Family. Now, Focus on the Family is well-known. Well known. In fact, it's etched in the minds of the people around the country that they are a Christian organization.
Yes.
Right? People hate them because they're a Christian organization.
Yeah, that's why the left hates Trump. They think he's the face of the conservative Christian community.
Mm-hmm. And that's so
he's really a Democrat in so many ways.
Well, he always was a Democrat.
He's pro-homo. He's pro-abortion.
Socialist.
Protectionist. Yeah. Populist.
He's a populist.
Yeah, right.
Scary thing, a populist.
Anyway, he's done some things that are very good. Some things. You know.
Yeah, like the Huawei thing and what else?
A bunch of things. We don't have to list them.
Well, I'm having a hard time.
Killed a bunch of ISIS guys.
Well, there you go.
Got rid of a bunch of regulations.
He did.
Lowered taxes. They're still at this horrific level.
Yeah, the lowering taxes is somewhat debatable. Mine didn't go down.
Well, it put a burden on people from California and New York who were deducting their state taxes so that we were all subsidizing the liberals on the coast.
Uh-huh, yeah.
So
took that away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Partially took it away.
But we now have demonstrations going on because this is the cycle. The pro-choicers, which are the pro-lifers, they get some regulation passed, and then the pro-aborts get up in arms, and they protest, and they send out fundraising letters, and then the pro-choicers do the same over, and it's a cycle.
It's a cycle.
It's happening
both sides.
Now.
I told that to the Denver Post reporter called 4 days ago.
Yeah.
And I said, look, you guys are just trying to gin up your base, saying that Roe v. Wade is about to fail.
Yeah.
And the Republicans do the same thing. They try to gin up their base and say, we're about to overturn Roe v. Wade. And this reporterette, she's like 23 years old. I said, they've been saying this for 40 years.
Yeah.
And she's like, really? Yeah, for 40 years they've been saying this is it. Roe v. Wade is going to fall.
Yeah.
It's going to fail to gin up both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all fake news.
It's all fake. It's all fake. But one thing Channel 7 got, as they reported on this artificial cycle of fundraising that's happening as if it were real, the one thing they got was an actual piece of good advice from a pastor in Denver, Bob Enyart.
What was that?
Spokesman for Colorado Right to Life. They asked you about these new regulations.
Yeah, the bans.
So can I quote you here?
Well, please do, and then I'll quote Jim Daly.
Please. Oh, yes. Jim Daly. So,
Focus on the Family.
Pastor Bob Enyart says, none of today's abortion bans are bans.
Hmm.
Like Roe versus Wade, they are all child-killing regulations. Abortion is wrong because it's a baby. And it's always wrong to intentionally kill a baby. And that's because children are made in God's image. And God said, do not kill the innocent.
And that's
unquote.
It. I mean, that's it.
That's
right
to the point.
Said Bob Enyart, spokesman for Colorado Right to Life, pastor, Denver Bible Church.
And all the people said amen.
All the people who love God and children said amen.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell you, there were heads exploding. You know, the consumers of the news at ABC, Denver's ABC affiliate here.
Oh, yeah.
Just freaking out that this was said.
Yeah.
That child killing regulations, that's what these pro-life laws are.
Yeah.
They're child killing regulations. And then to point out that abortion is wrong because it's a baby.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always wrong to kill a baby because children are made in God's image.
heads explode.
And God said, do not kill the innocent. I mean, that's a quote right out of the Bible.
Yeah.
Do not kill the innocent.
And it's not even a controversial. I mean, there's no controversy that that's in the Bible.
Yeah, right. And very few people will just come out and say, I support killing the innocent.
No,
very few.
No,
there
you
are
don't,
some.
They're very few.
Yeah, but there's not too many.
No.
So then we have Jim Daly, Focus on the Family.
He's the president over at Focus on the Family.
We've been battling with Focus for many years. Full-page ads all over the country.
More than 10 years.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, since 2007, head-on, over the PBA fiasco.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That whole battle, they were on the wrong side. $250 million was raised. It was a cash cow.
Yeah, it worked.
And when it was over, responding to our full-page ads, James Dobson wrote in his national newsletter, banning partial birth abortion does not save a single human life.
Yeah.
Not a single human life. So then why did they spend 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they raised $250 million.
A large chunk of that went to Focus on the Family.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. The lion's share of it.
Yeah.
That was the pro-life industry.
I mean, there were retirements funded. There were RVs purchased.
Yeah.
Second homes in Arizona and Florida.
And we did it all, and the reason he admitted, because they were the cheerleaders for the PBA ban, which was not a ban, from day one.
Yeah.
And the reason he admitted it, because our full-page letters and our video, Focus on the Family, was playing audio from Focus on the Family lying to their financial supporters, saying the PBA ban would end all late-term abortion.
Wow.
Which was a lie. And this was, we confronted them on this topic for years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so he... And we said, look, we got an attorney, and we're considering a class action lawsuit.
Yeah, yeah. For all those donors you ripped off with your lies.
Well, yeah. And so he, because of that, and his attorney, staff attorney, James Odom, who then ended up joining us. And he let Focus on the Family know they were vulnerable. So James Dobson writes, ending partial birth abortion does not save a single human life, period.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that was important because it was a scam.
Yeah. So Jim Dobson may have some difficulty recognizing simple truths in the Bible, but he definitely recognizes a threat of litigation, and he knows how to respond to that.
Yeah.
And we have a quote here from his hand-picked
successor, Jim Daly.
Yes.
A Focus on the Family.
Let's see what he said.
He wrote this. We believe that every child, both born and pre-born, is deserving of life and protection under law. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
That is beautiful. But you notice one thing we never say on this show?
Mm-hmm.
We think homosexuality is wrong.
Hello.
We believe, in our opinion, well, in other people's opinion, they disagree.
Yes, and I've been wrong before, so I'm not willing to throw everything on my own opinion.
Yeah, so then he says, an overwhelming majority of Americans support limitation and restriction on abortion.
Uh-huh.
Overwhelming majority?
Huh.
That's... the source.
That's the foundation of his decision.
And how about the overwhelming majority thinks it's fine to shack up?
They do, actually.
So is that the foundation?
Well, don't get into that conversation with Mr. Daly because he might end up
the
there.
Overwhelming majority buys pornography
of
men on the internet.
Uh-huh.
But he says they support limitation on abortion. So what if Jim Daly, what if Focus on the Family was there when blacks were owned as slaves, as property? They would have wanted to limit restrictions on owning blacks.
Well, if the majority...
You can own black boys, but not black girls, maybe. So restricting murder, restricting injustice should never be your goal, ever. If it is, you've joined the enemy.